Blog Talk Radio.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart, he wants it all today. Serve me with your life now, he wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols, he wants it all today. He wants it all today, he wants it all today, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, he's longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me, love me your whole heart, he wants it all today. Serve me with your life now, he wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols, he wants it all today. He wants it all today, he wants it all today, he wants it all.
Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome and hello to all of my UCA members and visitors. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which, by the way, is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 p.m. Once again, it's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. So come and join us, okay? All right, now, text your friends, family members, inbox them, whatever you have to do, and tell them to dial in to this special edition. Of UCA Radio. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. Once again, that's 646-668-8537. Or you can just look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, or Instagram. Just click on the link where you see the post of today's show in order to listen from your computer. And you can listen to it all this week. Go to Facebook and click on it, go to my Facebook page, and just go ahead and click on the picture or the link, and you can listen from your computer today and all this week, okay? Also, don't forget that we have a book that we released. It's called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. You really want to read this book. I think every Christian probably should read this book. But go ahead and order it. You can go right to Amazon and order it. Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. Visit our Church of Jesus Christ Ministry page, webpage. Just go there, churchofjesuschristministry.com, and go ahead and navigate through there. And you will also see messages from the Message of Life under media. You can go there, or you can go to hsbn.tv and catch Pastor T. Meyer McCain and Pastor Tasila McCain on hsbn.tv. And the name of the show or the program is The Message of Life. So you can go there and just click on any show you want, and you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed with the messages. It's The Message of Life. T. Meyer and Tasila McCain, you don't want to miss that. You can get it on our webpage, or you can just go directly to hsbn.tv. All righty? Okay, well, listen, don't go away. We'll be right back, and we're going to come back with the message for today. Very good message, very important message.
Your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on! A long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
All right. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear music and a message. I'm Pastor T-Mar McCain, and we're ready to get right into the message for today. It's called The Bible and How to Understand It. Reading the Bible and How to Understand It. That one of the things that a lot of Christians suffer from is that they don't read their word. And you have to get into the Word of God. You have to read your Bible. And the first thing that you need when you read the Bible, the first thing that we must have in order to truly understand the Bible is to have a desire for the Lord. You have to have a desire for the Lord, a desire for His Word. It's good to fast and pray and do your best in developing a good relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit so you can read and understand the Bible. Keep in mind that if you truly have a desire to understand scriptures, really have a desire to understand scriptures, then all you have to do is ask the Lord for understanding, and you will get it. Trust me. You'll get it if you sincerely ask Him. That's what I did. I had no idea what the Bible was truly all about until a friend of mine gave me a Bible as a Christian present. As a Christmas present. I was very, very happy because I wanted to get closer to the Lord. My mother had given me a very small Bible when I left home from Ohio to head out west to California. But I tried to read that little Bible here and there, but still I didn't really understand it. But the Bible my friend gave me for Christmas was a nice-sized Bible, and I couldn't wait to start reading it. But when I did read it, I still didn't understand it. Then the sister of my friend told me to lay my Bible on my chest and say, just say, I want to know. This is something very simple. So I did it, believing that I would understand it. I believed that if I did that, God would give me the understanding. I just said, I want to know. You have to understand that I could feel the Lord had been calling me for a long time. And after I finally got saved, I really wanted to know and understand the Bible even more. And God did it. He slowly but surely began to open up the scriptures to me. And now, after many years, God has me preaching and teaching His word. He will truly answer your prayer if you truly want to understand His word. I'm still learning. Even after all these years, I'm still receiving new revelations in His word. So I advise you to keep having that desire to know His word. And if you don't have the desire to do so, as a Christian, ask Him to give you that desire and a desire to read and pray and then spend time with Him. This is how you keep getting more of an understanding of His word. We must also continue to keep seeking His face, and God will begin to download information to you, which will give you even more understanding of scriptures. When you hear people speak and recite scripture, you will immediately understand. Reading the scriptures will also increase your discernment. You will know by God's word if someone's interpretation of a particular scripture is true, false, or in part. Keep in mind that as of September 2022, all of the Bible has been translated into 724 languages. The New Testament has been translated into an additional 1,617 languages. And smaller portions of the Bible have been translated into 1,248 other languages, according to Wycliffe Global Alliance. However, with every translation, a lot of the true meaning is lost. But if you are led by the Spirit as to which Bibles are okay to read, then you will not miss the revelation that is contained in them. You won't miss it. When I started attending a church called the Upper Room, that was when I really began to grow. I began to understand a lot of the scriptures. I kept my face in the book, receiving new revelations that would knock me off my seat. My desire came back from when I was a little kid, when I wanted to be a preacher. I was a little kid and I wanted to be a preacher. That desire came back. I felt like the Lord had stirred up his spirit in me to teach his word. I was really understanding it, the deep mysteries, the revelations, the types and shadows, and I was being strengthened and my faith was growing. Keep in mind that to start reading the Bible, we must have a few do's and a few don'ts. Number one, do not read the scriptures for the purpose of debate, because you are only puffing yourself up, always wanting to win the argument. You are placing yourself above others by trying to be a know-it-all. Many people do this just for people to look up to them because they want to be admired. But in reality, they are really lifting themselves up instead of God. They are really desiring power over others. Keep in mind that when you debate, you are so busy trying to be right and only getting your own point across that you miss some good advice from others or even good revelations that could help you. Very few people truly listen when debating. Number two, do not read the scriptures when you are high or drunk or in any kind of false state of mind. Keep in mind that drugs, alcohol, and scriptures do not mix. Creates a portal for demons to enter in and deceive you by mixing good and evil together and causing you to learn on your own understanding and not trusting God. It causes you to lean on your own understanding and not trusting God, as it is written in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober. Be not, and in other words, do not be under the influence of drugs, alcohol, or anything that puts you in a false state of mind. Peter goes on to say, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. This is serious. And also in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 9, the Lord says, you and your sons are not to drink wine or strong drink when you enter the tent of meeting, or else you will die. The Lord was serious about this. This is a permanent statute for the generations to come. Do not come to church high or drunk, in other words. Don't come to church high or drunk. You would be surprised to see that many Christians go to church high or after they had had a few shots of some kind of alcohol. And this includes some pastors and evangelists and many people who call themselves prophets. Just keep this in mind. Keep this scripture in mind, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by them is not wise. Be wise. Don't be unwise. Be wise. Understand that if you continue to get high or be under the influence of alcohol, it will cause spirits to have you to believe the doctrines of demons and not the doctrines of the teachings of the living God. It will cause you to do the opposite. They are there to deceive you. And then after you are deceived, you will go and speak these doctrines of demons to others, causing them to follow an untruth, thus leading people astray. That's what will happen. Do not, number three, do not read your Bible for the purpose of making yourself look smart or spiritually deep in the presence of others, because you are reading it with your own agenda in mind and with evil motives. pride, ego, and self-righteousness comes in when this happens. And that's when you are not able to be taught yourself, because you feel that you have all of God you need. And no one has all of God they need. I actually heard somebody tell a friend of mine that one day. He was trying to tell them something, a revelation that he had received. And he asked, hey, do you want to learn something? Do you want to understand something more? And he said, no, I have all of God I need. No one, repeat, no one has all of God they need. You always want to grow and wax strong in the spirit. But even when we're in heaven, we will still continue to grow and wax strong. Number four, do not use scripture to whip people with. Oh, don't use scriptures to whip people with, to manipulate them in doing what you want them to do, or forcing them to submit to your will. In other words, don't use scriptures to control people. Satan tried to manipulate or control Jesus when he tried to tempt him. This is what Satan said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 6, and saith unto him, this is what Satan said to Jesus, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. He tried to use scripture to control the Lord, but the Lord was well versed in the scriptures. After all, he did write it. Therefore, he fought back in verse 7. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So don't be like Satan and try to manipulate people with scriptures, because there are many people who love the Lord, but they may not be well versed in scripture as you are. So they tend to believe you and will obey you. Be very careful, because you are leading them astray and you will have to answer for their souls. Keep in mind that they are God's precious lambs and he loves them. Now, here are some do's. I told you a few don'ts. Here's some do's. Number one, some people ask if it's okay to read other translations other than the King James Version. The answer is yes. Yes, it's okay, because some scriptures in the King James Version are a little harder to understand than other translations. But I have to caution you to be very careful, because there are many that have Bibles out there takes away the deity of Christ and changes the scripture. They change the scripture to fit their own agenda, or try to be politically correct in order to cater to society. When they do that, then they are mixing the word of God with their own beliefs. And many people who read their Bibles are partaking of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil all over again. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the right translations, as there are many translations of scriptures. And some scriptures are better understood as you read a few other translations, but you will still have to study. And remember to always read a paragraph or two before and after a certain scripture to get the full understanding by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit may even lead you to read the full chapter or the whole book. Just submit and be led by His Spirit as you read. The Holy Spirit could point out a certain word in a scripture and then move you to look the word up or go and search out the culture during the time of that scripture so that you can fully understand what the Holy Spirit was saying in the scriptures. We must be led by the Holy Spirit. Pray and ask the Lord what other Bibles are good to read to assist you in your growth. But still, continue to read the original King James Version. You know, I've actually I actually have an old original King James Bible. I have a couple of them. And I found that some of these newer Bibles that call themselves the King James Version has made a lot of changes also. So be spirit-led when you're reading your Bible and when you're choosing what Bible is good for you to read. Number two, it is so important to read the Bible being in the Spirit, because it is the Holy Spirit that wrote the Bible through holy men. Even Peter admits that some of Paul's epistles or letters, which are scriptures, can be a little hard to understand. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16. As also in all his, that means all of Paul's epistles or letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do all the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. They rest in the fact that they don't quite understand it. You know, some people just say, I don't understand the Bible, and never try to get the understanding. But if you're led by the Spirit of the Lord, then you can discern, hear, and understand what the Spirit is saying. Keep in mind that there are so many religious books out there, as well as, you know, there's so many religious books out there, so be very careful, very careful. Even in reading some of these Christian books that's out there, you will still need to need the guidance of the Holy Spirit to lead you and show you what's true and what isn't. Even when you're looking at other Christian books, let the Holy Spirit lead you to a book to read or books to read. Also, keep in mind that Satan has counterfeit Bibles, even within Christianity, where Satan has moved people to take certain scriptures out of the Bible and put it out in society as though it's a more understandable Bible. You know, read this Bible. It's more understandable, and it's more a modern day Bible. I remember one time I was at work, and I was reading a book during my lunchtime that a Christian friend had given to me. While I was reading the book, I came across something that kind of bothered me. Now, I didn't quite agree with what the author had written. This was a Christian book, but I didn't quite understand what the author was trying to say, and I sort of disagreed with it. So I stopped reading and started to pray to ask the Lord to help me take what I need from this book, and everything else let me discard. I was sitting there reading and almost fell asleep. I said I almost fell asleep when the Lord spoke to me. I heard his voice, and it immediately woke me up. It woke me right up. I heard his voice, but what he said was unusual. You know, if the Lord is going to talk to you, you would expect to hear some biblical talking, you know, so a few these and a few thous, right? But this is what he said. He said, you are walking around with the pro-commentator. We are high in heaven. I almost fell off of my seat. I literally heard his voice. As I went home to study these words, the Lord made it clear that I was walking around with the Holy Spirit, the pro-commentator. He gives us a play-by-play in our life's journey, and as long as we walk in him, then we are high in heaven, as it is written in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we are dead, when we were dead in sins, have quickened us or given us life together with Christ. By grace you are saved, which means by God's unmerited favor we are delivered, and hath raised us up. Paul continues to speak. He said, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are high in heaven. So stay alert and truly allow the Holy Spirit to do what he does. Let him lead and guide you. Satan has come up with many religious books. Like, for example, in Islam, you have the Quran. In Catholicism, you have the New Revised Standard Version, the Catholic edition. In Confucianism, you have the Analects of Confucius. In Hinduism, you have the Rig Veda. In Buddhism, you have the Lotus Sutra. And of course, with witches and warlocks and Satanists, you have the Satanic Bible, just to name a few. There are so many religions and so many different Bibles related to them, and most of them take parts of the Holy Scriptures to make their writings appear legitimate. Some people, in search for more knowledge and wisdom, will look into these other religious Bibles. Satan wants Christians to read other religious Bibles so that they can start to believe that there's more than one way to enter heaven. You know, he wants them to feel like there's more than one way to get to God. He wants them to believe that there are many paths to heaven. He wants them to not believe the words of Jesus Christ when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." He don't want you to believe that. Satan wants your mindset to change so that you cannot totally believe the true scriptures, but take on the belief of some of these other writings to boost your pride by having you think that you have more of an insight when it comes to God and the Word of God than others. These are just a few things that you should be aware of. Don't fall into these traps. Let the Holy Spirit keep you, lead you, and guide you into all truth. And don't get caught up in partaking of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Do not mix God's word with no other doctrine or teaching. Now, here are some more do's. You are to read the scriptures for the right reasons, because you want to get closer to the Lord. You want a closer walk with him. You must read the Bible with love, full faith in Jesus Christ, with confidence and a full belief in God the Father, along with a willingness to obey his word and be open to the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit in order to interpret his word, because you want his word to live in you. That's why we read, because we want his word to live in us. Why, you may ask? Because God's word is life, and you want his life in you, and you want the revelation of his word in you, because it is by the revelation of Jesus Christ that the Lord is going to build his church. So let God unveil Jesus Christ to you more and more through his word, through scriptures. You must know his word, because his word is him. And knowing his word causes you to know him. His word is life. Therefore, you want his life in you. He speaks his word to us, not only direct from his throne, from the very throne room of heaven, not only from his throne room in heaven or through a prophet, preacher, evangelist, apostle, or teacher, which is his rhema word, but also through his written word. When we have God's word in us, then we walk in great favor before him. John 15, verse 7, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you," this is what Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." We must understand that the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible, or the scriptures, which, by the way, a large portion of the Bible is prophecy. And just like prophecy, it must be interpreted and understood. Therefore, it must be interpreted and made clear by the Holy Spirit, the one who wrote it or spoke it, as it is written in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, it was the Holy Spirit to interpret the Bible. Keep in mind that the Bible is the Word of God when it is properly interpreted by the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, when you read the Bible without the Holy Spirit, it becomes a history book of the Jews in Israel. So let us be sure to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us through the Scriptures, just as he leads us through life, so that we can get the full revelation and understanding of God's Word and God's will in this hour, his Word and his will in this hour. As it is written in John chapter 16, verse 13, howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. We must understand that God has his written word as well as his rhema word. But we still must study. Search it out, because the meaning is all throughout the Bible. Nevertheless, it is the Holy Spirit that will give you the revelation and the understanding. So just as Jesus caused his disciples to understand the Scriptures, so does the Holy Spirit cause us to understand as well. Luke 24:45. And he, Jesus, their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. He has sent his Spirit to open up our understanding in this hour. All we have to do is ask the Lord to open our eyes to the truth that's in his word, in Scripture. Psalm 119, verse 18, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law, out of your law. His law is his word. Then after a while, you will see, or you will begin to discover, that the Scriptures will interpret the Scriptures as it is unveiled by the Holy Spirit. The Bible interprets the Bible in many cases, and you will see it more and more as you submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit. As the Scripture says in Isaiah 28, verse 9 and 10, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine or teaching? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. We have to search it. We should search the Scriptures. Even when we hear a pastor, evangelist, or any minister preach or teach, just as the Bereans did in Acts 17, verses 10 and 11. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither, or entering there, went into the synagogues of the Jews. These Bereans were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and check this out, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. They heard Paul and Silas speak, but still they searched the Scriptures themselves to make sure that what they were preaching or teaching was true. And all they had was the Old Testament, but they searched it. There are some Christians who just read their Bibles, and that's good, because we are to read our Bibles, but there are Christians who read and study their Bibles, which is what God prefers. As Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We must study his word in order to rightly divide the word, especially when we are ministering to people. And just as the Levites during the days of Ezra, who was a scribe or writer, in other words, explained the law so that the people would understand, we must be able to explain the scriptures in this hour so that those who we are ministering to will understand the word as well. We have to do the same. That's in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8. So they read from the book of the law of God, which were the scriptures, explaining it and giving insight so that the people could understand what was being read. We must understand why we are reading and know what we are reading and allow the Holy Spirit to help us in knowing what we should be looking for in the scriptures as we read. We truly need the scriptures, which is the word of God written down for us. It is his written word, and it is good for reproof, as it is written in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And in another translation, it says, all scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, that's you and me, all of us, male or female, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We read his word in order for us to have a closer walk with God. We want to know who he is so that we can love him more and more and love others. We truly need God's written word. We need the scriptures, which is in the Bible. As we walk through life on this straight and narrow pathway, Romans 15, chapter 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. We need the scriptures to guide us and to keep us in check. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. The Bible covers everything we could possibly be going through for us and for others. Therefore, we must read and study his word. Remember that the more we read and study and hear the word, then the Spirit comes, and with the Spirit he brings faith. As it is written in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is one of the gifts of the Spirit. So when you read the scriptures and when you hear the scripture, even as you yourself read, because can hear the scripture spiritually, when you're reading, even when you're reading silently, you can hear the scripture. Even as you read yourself and when someone else is reading the scripture, you hear it. And that's how faith is given to us, by the hearing of God's word, whether his spoken word or written word. The thing is, we hear it. The Holy Spirit brings faith, and then we are to keep God's word, keep it in us, because it is life. We meditate on his word, as it is written in Psalm chapter 1, verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Understand that to meditate on God's word means to reflect. We recite scripture. We speak his word even to ourselves. And then our faith is built up to become strong faith. And then we stand on his word. That's how we become successful in Christ. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law, which is the Bible for us in this hour, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. We read the Bible and obey the Bible. For then, the scripture goes on to say, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So we are not to just read, memorize, and study his word, but we are to do what is written in his word. So don't worry thinking that it's impossible for us to obey the word, because God has sent his spirit to us. He has sent his spirit to help us be obedient. His spirit will help us or assist us and show us how to walk and be successful in Christ through his word, through scriptures. Keep in mind that when we are obedient to the word of God, then successful. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want. I want to see you.
Hallelujah.
I want to see you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear music and the message. And here are our scriptures for the week. You might want to write these down. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Praise the Lord. And here's another one for you. Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. And also Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. And here's another one, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right, let's give one more. Just listen to this one. Psalm chapter 1, verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you got some understanding of the scriptures today, of this message today, and that it will help you and give you a desire to read his word, to read your Bibles more and study your Bible, and so that you can grow. You want to wax strong. You want to grow, like I said in the message, that his word is life. God's word is life. And as you read the word, then that life gets into you. And you want his life in you. And his life is his word. Praise the Lord. So go ahead and do that. Thank you for joining us. Remember that we are here every week at 3 p.m. Pacific time, which is 6 p.m. Eastern. And you can check your time zone for wherever you are, mountain or whatever. You can check your time zone, and then and just dial in, okay? Dial in, or like I said, you can find the post on Facebook and on some of the other social media apps. Just go ahead and find the post for this particular show, and go ahead and click on it, and listen from your computer. Now, this particular program, you can hear it all this week. Okay, you can hear it today and all this week. So be sure to go ahead and do that. Wherever you see the post, just click on the picture or the link, and the entire thing will play for you. All right, you'll hear the entire show. All righty? Isn't that good? Isn't that wonderful? All right, and don't forget that we have Christian Talk on Wednesdays with T. Meyer and Tasila, and you don't want to miss that. And we usually have special guests, so go ahead and tune into that at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Check your time zone, okay? God bless you guys. Thank you for visiting us. We will see you again next week at the same time. Bye-bye now. God bless.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. Only he can save my life, and only he can.
gave me your love.